After almost 2 years, Windows Vista is still getting a lackluster reception from consumers, and Apple has a relentless advertising campaign that pokes fun at Microsoft's woes. On Tuesday morning, Microsoft introduced Windows 7 before a group of more than 6,000 programmers. Windows 7 will be the seventh of a long line of operating systems for PCs developed by the company since the 1980s. Dropping the name Vista for the new product, the company claims it will be a slimmer and more responsive version of its Windows operating system. At the conference, a Microsoft spokesperson took the stage and issued an apology of sorts for the problems and frustrations associated with Windows Vista. He said the company had listened to and was responding to the feedback from reviews, from the press, bloggers, and the Apple commercials. He then demonstrated a pre-beta version of Windows, acknowledging that some features were still missing. The presentation focused generally on the more polished control features of Windows 7, including how on-screen notifications are handled, an issue that was an irritant for early Vista users who complained about the nanny-like behavior of the software. Other new features in this very early version include an enhanced and more flexible taskbar and more powerful search features. The company also said that it was planning to introduce a web-based version of its Office programs. This is aimed at heading off a new wave of competitors, like Google Docs, which have deployed word processors, spreadsheets, and presentation programs that run on a web browser. The company was vague, however, about how it would price the programs. Microsoft did not say when it would sell Windows 7 to the public.